Good morning. Well, I'd like to talk today. Well, I'd like to discuss what I'm doing because I have no idea. This has been such a summer of extremes and intensities, and I'm just hoping that I'm coming out of here with big expansion and lesson because it has sucked all the way around.
Thus far, what is your assessment and what have you determined in what these experiences have been?
Well, I mean, the only thing, I listened to one of Jason's sessions, and you asked, what are you experiencing? And I made a list, and it's just about all of the extremes in weather, the intensity in the weather, the extremes in the pain in my leg, the extremes in the work situation. I mean, everything. The extremes in lack too, in lack of Wi-Fi and limitation of internet access, of TV channels, of people like friends to hang out with. It's just it and I haven't really put together the reason, the lesson behind it. It's just been so many extremes and intensity. So what am I doing?
Now you have identified the extremes and you have identified what you perceive to be the highs and the lows. Now, in that, what can you assess that you are presenting to yourself with all of these extremes?
Well, that I still carry on. I still continue. I haven't given up. I haven't quit. I determined to make it to the end if it kills me.
You're not quitting and you are continuing, but how?
Like I'm
In
walking through concrete. I feel like I'm just walking
correct
through quicksand.
struggle.
Yeah, oh, constant struggle, but I'm getting there.
And discomfort.
Extreme discomfort. Well, I figured they were. I just don't know what them. I can't put the puzzle together.
What I would express to you is that this has been a time framework that can be expressed in one word: adaptability. Presenting to yourself the opportunity to look at that one subject of adaptability, especially because of what you have chosen. You have chosen to be in a direction in which you are moving considerably. You are presenting yourself with different environments, different people, different places, different weather patterns, different cultures, and in this, they would express that a significant part of all of this is presenting to yourself that factor of adaptability and whether you adapt or not. This also adaptability presents the branches of that, so to speak, which would flexibility or rigidness and change. You've chosen a direction that includes considerable change relatively frequently. Therefore, in that, you are also presenting to yourself this factor of adaptability. Now, in this, part of that change has moved you in a direction of considerable unfamiliarity to an environment, a place that is unfamiliar and in which you are unfamiliar with the culture, you are unfamiliar with the people, and therefore it emphasizes that factor of adaptability even more. And not only in relation to people and places, but also the adaptability with yourself in relation to what you do, how you move, what you are engaging in relation to what you mentioned in association with your computer access or your television or the weather and how that is affecting in every direction. You are presenting yourself with this subject of adaptability, and whether you will move in a manner of that flexibility or whether you move in that direction of rigidness, which your body is also reflecting to you in many capacities in relation to that rigidness or that lack of flexibility. Remember what we have discussed previously in relation to flow and being the stream and flowing around what seems to be obstacles or presentments that are challenging to you, and expressing that ability in you to flow. And in this, it emphasizes that factor of choice. For adaptability is a choice, but it is the choice to flow and to choose to be moving in expressions and directions and even feelings that you are more comfortable with, and choosing not to move in directions that are automatic and that are being influenced by outside sources, or choosing what you are concentrating on and what you are paying attention to, and therefore what you feel in other capacities, including physical expressions. And this, what is familiar, is to separate every incident, every subject, every expression, and to view them as separate issues, separate experiences, separate subjects, and to concentrate on each one, and to concentrate on what you don't like about it, and therefore to be concentrating on how to fix it or how to alter it, which generally leads you in the direction of frustration. Or the more you concentrate on how to fix it or how to alter it, the less you give yourself answers. Whereas, if you are allowing yourself to pause, acknowledge all those feelings, physical and emotional, but to stop momentarily, to look at everything as part of the big picture, that all of these things are linked, which in one capacity you do. In one aspect, you are expressing to yourself that all of these different factors are linked, but then you move in the direction of, but I don't know how they are linked. And allowing the frustration to separate the monopoly on your attention. In this, yes, you are correct. They are all linked. They are all interconnected. Therefore, in that, it is a matter of looking at all of these different pieces and not necessarily looking for the positive or negative of all of these pieces. You already know the negative. That you have already been presenting to yourself and paying attention to considerably. You try to move in the direction of the positive and you can't see it. And therefore, when you can't see the positive aspect, that creates the frustration. And in that, what I am expressing is not to be looking for the positive or the negative, but to be looking at all of these pieces and finding what is the commonality with all of them.
Well, and I thought the commonality was that they were extremes.
That is one commonality. Yes, they are all extremes, but what does that tell you? They are extremes of what? That is what I am expressing to you in relation to looking at each event, each experience, each scenario as separate experiences and separate subjects, and then in that, what you see is the commonality that they are extremes. But what is that presenting? What does that mean that they are all extremes? How are they all connected with each other in all these extremes, And what is the possibility of what is being expressed in that commonality with all of these extremes together? What does extreme show you? What does extreme present to you? Now, automatically, you might answer that question by expressing perhaps extreme is presenting to me the subject of balance. Very well, that is a beginning. Then what does that mean? How can you achieve a balance in all of these extremes? What more is it telling you, or is it expressing to you, look at? And if how you determine that is by observing what are you doing with each of these extremes?
Battling with it.
Precisely. Battling with it. Opposing it, struggling with it, fighting with it. That is the key. Very well. Then what would be a different choice from battling with it or struggling with it? What is it that I am not doing? When you ask the question, what am I doing with each of these extremes? How am I reacting? How am I responding to each of these extremes? And you give yourself the answer that you are battling with it. Very well. That is what I am doing. What are other choices? I am battling with it, and that is obviously a part of the message. That this is what I am doing, and that is the only choice I am seeing.
Right.
Therefore, what could other choices possibly be that I'm presenting this battle to myself with in so many different scenarios, in so many different imageries? What type of choice would be connected with all of these different types of imageries, all of these different types of scenarios and experiences?
Acceptance.
If it is not struggling,
it's accepting.
I would be hesitant to use that word, because in this type of contest, that word doesn't tell you anything.
Right.
That word doesn't give you an answer.
Right.
And it merely frustrates you more.
Right.
Therefore, this is the reason that I express adaptability.
Oh, that's the answer.
Flexibility, to express the ability to adapt to the situation in the moment. How do you do that? First, you acknowledge the feelings to stop yourself from concentrating on them. Feelings are designed to be strong. They are designed to override many other expressions to alert you to what you are doing in the moment. Therefore, when I say to you that feelings are attractive, that does not mean that you like them. It means that they grab your attention and hold it. Now, because of that, because of the design of feelings, regardless of whether they are emotional or physical, or they are equally strong, in that, in order to not allow the feeling to override everything else and to dictate what your behavior is and what your choices are, it is important to, in a manner of speaking, not entirely, but to partially neutralize them. And how you do that is you acknowledge them. This is what I feel in this moment, and it is what it is. Nothing more, nothing less. From that point, I do not have to continue to pay attention to that feeling because I acknowledge it for what it is. And that piece is acceptance. I see it for what it is, and that is the end of it, period. Then you can begin to move into what are my choices. I can fight with this. I can continue in the direction of being inflexible and continue to feed those feelings. I don't like this. I don't like this. I hate this. Or I can choose different. But then that leads you automatically into the next idea, but I don't know what is different.
Right.
That is the point in which you can begin to evaluate. This is what I am doing, and what is it that I am actually doing? I'm struggling. I am battling. Very well, I'm battling. What is different from battling? What is a different direction from battling or opposing or struggling? Flowing. Very well. What does flowing mean? How could I flow? What would be an expression of flowing? That would be that piece of adapting. Rather than struggling with or opposing or battling, how can I flow around? And it does not require you to like what is happening, but to empower yourself, and this is the key word, is the empowerment. What choice will empower empower me. For the struggling is definitely not empowering me. The struggling is disempowering me. What choice will empower me? How I flow, not being opposing, not struggling, and generating some action and paying attention in a particular manner that does empower me. If your internet is not functioning, or your television is not functioning, what other expression can you engage that allows you to occupy yourself, allows you to continue to flow, that is not uncomfortable, or I'm recognizing that perhaps in a particular time framework, you want to be watching your television because you want to rest and you don't want to be moving, or you don't want to be aggravating physical symptoms and experiencing discomfort or pain. Very well. What other action can you engage that will entertain you and that will distract you that does not require physical activity? Television is not the only action that you can engage to distract yourself, to occupy your attention, and to even entertain yourself.
I can paint or read or whatever.
Correct. But what do you do? We become frustrated and irritated and angry. And what does that do? That reinforces those feelings and agitation, and then what are you most likely to be engaging? Being in a position of concentrating and paying attention to that rigidity and allowing those feelings to dictate. Now, you are not directing. Feelings are directing. And this is applicable in every situation. That is the common denominator in all of these expressions. How can I adapt to each scenario, to each situation, to each and therefore allow myself to continue to flow, not generate that resistance, not continue to slam myself into the boulder that has dropped into my stream? How can I flow around it?
Well, it's just more of a problem at work with this guy. I can't get away from him. I just feel trapped.
How so?
Well, because I work with him and he won't shut up. Something's got to be coming out of his mouth the entire 8 hours, and I can't get away from him because we're working together in the same small area. I don't know how to adapt to that.
Very well. Now, in this small area that you are working in, what are you doing?
Working a cash register.
Cash register. Therefore, you are interacting with customers.
Right.
Therefore, you must be available to be attentive to the customers, correct?
Right.
Very well. What does this individual talk about?
Everything. Everything and anything. Over and over and over again. And if he's not talking, he's whistling. He just will not shut up. It's constant noise for 8 hours.
Well, first of all, what I would express to you is begin to pay attention to what he is talking about.
I know what he's talking about. He's telling the same stories over and over and over again. He's either telling stories about when he was in the military in Vietnam, or he's telling stories about what he did on his days off, or what people should or should not do on their visit there. He just will not shut up. He cannot just check the people out and let them leave the store. It's always got to be a fucking story that goes on and on and on. He just will not shut up.
Very well. Is he speaking to the customers or to you?
No, I won't talk to him anymore. He's talking to the customers.
Very well. And in the in-between time framework, when he does not have a customer, he is continuing to be speaking?
He's whistling. If he's not talking, he's whistling. Something has got to be coming out of his mouth the entire time.
Very well. I will in different directions with this subject. One that you can attempt is to express in some manner one single comment about each subject that he is talking about. Now, the one single comment, and you do not have to express the comment necessarily directly to him, merely in a volume that is enough that he can hear it. And in that, choose a comment for each subject that is the opposite of what he is expressing, but not only the opposite, and definitely not in an oppositional manner or tone, but rather, let me offer a simple hypothetical example. He is expressing about his experiences in relation to that particular war and his experience in the military. And you could generate one simple comment, one statement. I knew an individual in that war, and they died. That is such a sad subject. Now, in this, not incorporating any oppositional energy, not necessarily even expressing directly to him. You are speaking to the air. You are thinking out loud. And merely expressing in a manner that is designed to invoke something bad. When you present sad to other individuals, it is more likely that they will stop. Now, in that, I would express that you may have to do that in several different manners, and you may have to do it several times, but if you continue to present some sad comment, everything that he expresses, that will be uncomfortable. But it is important that you are aware this is a game. I am influencing in a game.
I feel like the whole thing's a game. I feel like I'm in a game show and I'm just trying to get to the end to win my bonus.
But you are opposing.
Constantly.
And battling. And that is the problem in a manner of speaking. Because that energy is projected and it generates more of what you don't want. The more you battle and the more you project that energy of push away, get away from me, shut up, be quiet, the more you do that, the more you are projecting an energy of attention. You are paying attention. Therefore, that is creating a payoff.
Well, what can I do about my hip? I listened to the group session and, you know, it was about allowing and opposing too, but I don't understand how to do that with my hip, with the pain in my leg.
Now that I would express first of all, as I expressed to you in our previous conversation, the first piece of that is to move in a direction of not aggravating it as much as possible.
And that's what I've been doing.
That is not entirely or completely possible for you, but to move in a direction of genuinely expressing that allowance and that gentleness and not aggravating it as much as is possible. Where you have already created a situation in which it is considerably, and in that it is important to allow it to rest.
Well, I'm doing that as much as I can. You know, I have to take my dogs out and I have to go to work, but other than that, I've been, you know, laying and not sitting on it.
Which is excellent. And do you notice any difference in that at all?
Not much.
Which is also connected with all of this struggling and battling. That is another significant piece, is that piece of everything is interconnected. Therefore, what you feel, what you do, what you express, all this battling, it is all connected, and it also very much affects what you are experiencing in relation to your physical body consciousness. And it moving in those directions of screaming at you and being considerably confused and generating the extremes with that also. All of it moves together.
Well, I just hope I come out of this summer learning something.
I would express that you are. You definitely are. This is not all for naught. You are learning. You are expanding. You are giving yourself more information. This is an important piece. This piece of not fighting. And let me express to you, my dear friend, this is one of the most difficult and challenging actions for most of you, not only you. Letting go, stopping the fight, that is difficult. It is very challenging. And I would express that you have an additional factor in that, because of the medication that you are engaging for pain. That adds to irritation. Therefore, it adds another layer of difficulty, let us say, because the medication itself interacts chemically with your body consciousness and creates additional agitation.
When you were talking about the light cures like, how would that translate to my hip?
First of all, remember what I expressed. You move first to the symptom,
which is the pain in my leg.
In the now. Now, in that, what I expressed, I gave an actual example, which would be, in actuality, applicable to your situation. It is a matter of looking at what the present symptom is. And in that, what is creating that present symptom? You have a pain in your leg. And that pain in your leg is being expressed by certain muscles that are generating pressure on the bone. Correct?
Yes.
Very well. Now, you have the assessment of the present pain. In the application of that like cures like, it is a matter of assessing what creates the same expression
of putting, of the muscles putting pressure on the bone?
The pain, that type of pain. What creates the same type of expression? What creates that same symptom?
If your hip there?
What is creating the muscles to be hurting and pressuring the bone is that the muscles are contracting. The muscles are spasming and contracting, which is placing pressure on the bone.
So I need electroshock too.
I would express that that is an expression, an outside action that would create the same symptom.
Is that the same as, would that be something that a TENS unit would create?
Pete?
It's called a TENS unit. It's supposed to be like electric stimulation in that area.
Yes. Can you adjust the intensity?
Well, I'd have to check into it. I've heard of it, but they, you know, there's been so many reviews that some people say it doesn't work, some people says it works, so I hadn't really gotten...
What I would express is it would be a situation of incorporating some outside source. You already know what the experience is, or to a degree, what the feeling is if you generate a type of electrical shock.
Right, from, yeah.
Now, in that, you know what, how that feels. If you are generating a particular intensity, not tremendous, but particular intensity of electrical current in relation to certain muscles, it creates them to spasm and it generally hurts.
Right.
That type of mirror action, that is the point, is mirroring what the body is already doing. And only when the body is doing it, it is not successful and then it does not accomplish if you do it at times in which the body is not doing that action.
So therefore, it's something that only a machine can create.
Repeat?
This is, so that is something only a machine can create. It can't be, like, self-created without the addition of an electrical...
It's a matter of an outside source.
Okay.
Regardless of what it is, whether it is a machine or some other expression. But, yes, that is the point of Light Cures Light. It is... Your body is generating some symptom, a signal, and you are using some outside source that creates the same symptom. And when you use an outside source that creates the same symptom, what you're doing is you're creating a mirror to the body consciousness, which body consciousness reacts to.
Okay, is there... Okay, so I have a few more weeks here. Is there, I don't know, an exercise or... something that you can give me to try to make the most of this last 4 weeks in understanding this adaptability and letting go piece?
What I would express is, if it is helpful to you, listen to this conversation again. To remind yourself. Also, in relation to that adaptability, in every situation, in every scenario, in every experience that you don't like or that is uncomfortable, ask yourself, what can you do that is empowering you? Not reacting, not struggling or battling, but what can you choose that is empowering to you.
And empowering means what? Just flowing around the obstacle?
Empowering means giving yourself choice. When you are in a situation or an experience in which you are struggling or you are battling, the reason you are battling and struggling is because you are perceiving you don't have any choices. Therefore, what you're doing is you are battling against a source, whether it be your body or another individual, or the environment, the weather, it matters not what it is. There is some source that you are battling with. The reason you are battling with it is because you are perceiving you have no choices. None. You can't do anything about it. Therefore, you are subjected to it. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, you are a victim of it. You are powerless.
Right.
This, what is empowerment? It is recognizing you are not powerless. You have choices. Choices for yourself. Not to stop the weather or stop another individual from whistling or speaking, not to alter the community, not to change any outside source, although in a poetic manner, when you aren't battling with it, when you aren't opposing it, and when you are empowering yourself in many, many, many capacities, those other sources stop moving in directions that are influencing you to feel powerless. Therefore, empowerment is that recognition, that awareness in the moment. I have choices. I am not subject to everything around me and powerless to do anything about it. I can choose. And it is not a matter of choosing to ignore, or don't actually ignore. You merely reinforce the churning inwardly. Just as I was expressing in example in this conversation of actions you can do.
Right.
In relation to not necessarily being mobile and choosing other expressions to occupy, distract, and entertain you with the individual at your work, generating statements to intentionally invoke sad expression, not angry, not opposing, not challenging, but sad. For that changes the energy. Or in relation to your body consciousness, not concentrating on the signals and how disempowering that is, meaning the feeling, and allowing yourself to engage actions and directions that you can choose with. You are not subject to placing yourself in a position of being an invalid whenever you are not working or walking with the dog. You can engage other choices, and those choices include being more gentle with yourself, and not only in the capacity of not moving physically, but being gentle with yourself and not struggling and battling and opposing. You're not opposing any of these outside sources. You're not affecting any of these outside sources other than to reinforce them. You are opposing you. Think of that man at your job in the capacity of dog. That may be easier for you. In that, if you generate negative energy towards a dog, does that necessarily influence them to stop what they are doing?
No.
No. For what does the dog receive? Does it matter to the dog that the attention is positive or negative? No. Do they think about the energy as being good or bad? No. What they pay attention to is you paying attention to them.
Right.
Therefore, what is more effective? But in this situation, you can remind yourself, regardless of whether you are pretending to ignore the other individual by not being responsive to them verbally or looking at them or engaging them. It matters not. You are continuing to project an energy of opposition, which the other individual receives, and what does that translate to them? He knows you are paying attention, whether you express anything verbally or not. Whether you ever look at him, whether you ever express a word to him, he knows you are paying attention anyway, because you are projecting that energy.
Well, and he claims that it doesn't matter and he doesn't care, but I don't believe that either.
Precisely.
All right, well, our time is up for today. I'll listen to the session again and try to do something.
Well, remember, you are moving.
Good.
And I would express that in this, you gave yourself much more information today.
Great. Well, that's very helpful. Thank you.
And I shall continue to express my energy with you and be supportive and offer a comforting energy also.
Thank you. I wanted to ask real quick. I had a dream. And in the middle of the dream, I couldn't think of anything else to dream. And I said, there's nothing left to dream. And I woke up. Was that about letting go?
Partially.
Was it?
And in that, I would express that it is an encouragement and a validation to you to give up.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Give up the fight.
Give up the fight. Okay. I'll work on giving up the fight.
Next.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I shall be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend.
Me too.
And this comfort and wondrous lovingness to you as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.